Country Bob FM.
You know, the clown horn never really took off as a Christmas sound effect, like a jingle bell. Why not?
No.
Santa could have done something about that. He could have, as he goes down the chimney and he gets out of the chimney late at night.
Yeah.
He could blow the clown horn a couple of times. That'd be a nice tradition. Hey, I'm here.
That kind of slide whistle maybe would be more up to speed.
You need two hands for that.
Well, I mean,
he needs at least one hand to come out and kind of brace himself after coming down the chimney. So let's get into it. Tuesday, December 2nd, 336th day of the year. This date in 1804 is the day that Napoleon Bonaparte, not as short as people thought he was. Again, you know, Napoleon syndrome. And he was like 5'6", which, you know, back in the early 1800s really wasn't that short. Napoleon Bonaparte crowned Emperor of France by Pope Pius VII. He would be in power for about 10 years. And then would lose, and then would come back. Didn't he go to the island of Elba? And then, is that when he escaped? Then he came back for the 100 days rule, Neil. Remember 100
right.
days? He had the 100 days there after that. But Napoleon, Emperor of the state, 1804. Is that where they get the Emperor? Because one of the penguin, the Emperor penguin, kind of looks like Napoleon. Is that where they got that from? Is that where they named the penguin?
Right. The penguin.
Is the Emperor penguin named after Napoleon? Just asking
my
phone here.
There's similarities.
No, the Emperor penguin is not named after Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
The species was named Aptendides forsteri in 1844 by English zoologist George Robert Gray. He was English. There's no way he was going to name something after Napoleon, right?
Probably
in
not.
In the 1800s? No, never.
No.
So there
no.
you go. Bob FM. You learn something every day.
We do.
1901, it's jingle time.
Gillette! The Gillette Atra Plus system with the Lubra Smooth Strip for the best a man can get.
The best a man can get.
Gillette, in fact, King Gillette, that was his name. King Gillette, patented, it's our patent of the day, patented the first safety razor, the best a man can get.
Ugh.
1901, it was basically a race between Gillette and Schick. The mega brands that built America were two of them, and they were both featured in the same episode of that show, which was good. And then, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they did a real dumb commercial where they were acting as though all men were bad, and they had to act less. They had to act less. Toxic masculinity?
Ooh.
You gotta be less like a man. Don't change so many tires. You know, don't be so tough.
Can't abide by that.
Let's just say that ad was not well received
by
many American men. 1901 here this date for Gillette. 1942.
One of the first to smash the atom was Dr. Ernest Lawrence of California, inventor of the cyclotron, the atom-smashing machine.
You know, you can get an atom-smashing machine now probably at a garage sale. They're everywhere.
Yeah, cheap.
But they had their first one ever, 1942, and they smashed that atom and had the world's first ever nuclear chain reaction. Created by physicists at the University of Chicago, and that, of course, part of the Manhattan Project. In fact, they were underground, under the football field and stadium is where they were working on this. So they're up there working on the 11 and the 12 technique, ground level, and just below the football team at the University of Chicago, they're working on something a little more important than the 11 or the 12 technique or the 3 technique. Or trying to perfect the spread offense, they were working on a way, one, to split the atom, two, to end World War II with the nuclear bomb. That was a state in 1942. How about in 57? Oh, we got another commercial. I love these jingles, don't you? Just sing along if you need it.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Get that.
Kit Kat bars were introduced. That's a top five, maybe top three for me.
Ditto. Yep, right there at the top with Butterfingers.
They were definitely delicious, and they were introduced on this date, 1957. Originally created, you probably don't remember this brand or this company, Roundtree. Roundtree's of York, actually in England. And now it's produced globally, obviously Nestle, which acquired Roundtree's in 1988.
I don't remember Roundtree. No.
Just the wafers, the chocolate, the wafer. It's really nice. It's just super duper.
Yeah.
And now they're making them. The first time I've ever seen them make them in shapes. I had one. Just yesterday, I picked up some dry cleaning. The dry cleaning had a little thing there with the candies, and it said, "Take one." I go, "Well, I haven't eaten yet today. Let's have one." And it was a Kit Kat in the form and the shape of Santa.
Really?
Yes.
I have not seen those.
Yes. They're out there. That was a state in 1957. How about 1991? Maybe the most egregious cases of turncoat to ever take place in professional wrestling.
Tag team specialists!
See, one without the other isn't any good.
Oh, I knew he was going to do that. I just knew he was going
to
do that.
Shawn Michaels. Giving the sweet chin music kick to Marty Jannetty on WWF.
I told you that off and on.
Are you kidding? What a despicable act that was. Right through the glass window of the barbershop.
Jannetty tried to dive through the window to escape. Did you see that?
Are you blind?
What an act of cowardism.
And then Gorilla Monsoon, probably the best part of that.
They saw things differently, evidently.
They did. Yes, indeed. And, of course, they were the Midnight Rockers. They started here in the AWA, then they moved to the WWF, and they had a falling out there on Brutus the Barber Beefcake's little shop called The Barber Shop, his little show he did. And that was his date in 1991. An epic
so
turnaround.
Good.
Yes, exactly. So that was his date, 1991. And then 92.
The gun! Drop the gun!
Now I'm going to show you. I got absolutely nothing on underneath, all right? No hidden guns. I don't even have a chest protector on. Absolutely nothing. I mean, I don't want you to look stupid, right? I lay the gun down. You let the girl go. I'll be your hostage. I'm putting the gun down.
As a rookie cop, Nick Stiles made an arrest.
So that's Denzel Washington. He stripped down to his underwear. A lot of women like the movie because of that. The movie is Ricochet. The movie was forgettable. Who remembers? You remember the movie Ricochet?
I do not. 1991. I know the man, but not the
movie. So 1992, this date. The reason that I bring up Ricochet, 1992 in Pennsylvania, seven police cars raced to a video store. And this movie was released in 91. It was on video by 92. So they went to the video store. A passerby looking into the video store mistook a promotional cardboard cutout of Denzel Washington, who was in his full cop uniform pointing a gun, for the movie Ricochet. This passerby mistook it for an armed robber, called the police.
Oh, no.
Officers showed up at the store, entered the store with guns drawn. The employee, obviously, behind the desk was totally startled.
Wow.
And the employee thought that he was under arrest for accepting rentals coming back that weren't rewound, and they weren't charging the customers because they weren't rewinding those tapes, which I think at that time was a federal misdemeanor.
Right.
So that was 19.
I mean, it said right on it, be kind, rewind.
Birthdays.
I'm Kathy Lee Crosby. This is Jim Bullet Bailey. He'll be dragged down the track while holding on to this metal sled.
Remember that show? That's incredible, Neil. That's Kathy Lee Crosby, 81. That's incredible. Hey, Kathy Lee Crosby, did you know that Neil Freeman only watches Gunsmoke?
That's incredible.
It is, isn't it? It is incredible.
That is stunning. Wasn't it her and John Davidson and Fran?
Sir Francis, Fran Tarkenton, of course. Kathy Lee Crosby is 81.
It all has to do with Social Security for the disabled. Now, the idea is that if you lose your job because of physical or mental impairment, you can qualify for disability income. But who would ever guess that you could qualify because you are criminally insane to the point of having killed someone? As Lee Thompson reports, in some cases, killers are getting more in benefits than the families of their victims.
We need to fix that, certainly. And report is from 1993. I doubt they've fixed it. Stone Phillips is 71. Dateline NBC. He's probably best known for that. And, of course,
does a nice job.
That name Stone. You probably wouldn't want to be Stone Phillips and be heavily involved in marijuana and smoke weed a lot. Although it'd fit your name, Stoned Phillips. Yeah. Or back in the Middle Ages, get in trouble. You get stoned.
Right.
Right there in the town square.
Town square.
Stone Phillips is 71 here today. We have Lucy Liu.
You. What was the last suggestion you made to your boss?
I thought the Coke machine should be free.
Why?
Because caffeine helps us program.
She was one of the Charlie's Angels, and she looked good in a leather suit with a whip.
Ooh.
You remember that scene?
I can see that, yes.
Charlie's Angels, the remake, the movie. Lucy Liu is 57.
So hip-hop, hooray! Oh, hey,
sing along, Neil. You're a big Naughty by Nature guy, aren't you?
I don't know a lot about it, hooray, to be honest.
Hip-hop, hooray! Ho, hey!
That's really good there.
Anthony Treach Chris. The lead rapper of the hip-hop group Naughty by Nature. It's our rapper of the day. Anthony Treach Chris is 55. Happy birthday.
These, madam, are STDs.
What are you talking about, buddy?
STDs. Save the dates for Vivian and my wedding.
Ah, yes. Hey, just out of curiosity, how many people have you given STDs to?
Lots. Like 100.
He was Boyle on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Kind of a dullard, but he was very funny. Joe Lo Trulio.
That's good.
Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Every member of that cast is hilarious on the Brooklyn Nine-Nine show. It should have been on longer. 55 today. Sounds like they're sneezing, Neil, but they're playing tennis.
Yes.
Monica Sellers versus Jennifer Capriati. Monica Sellers is seen as the inventor of the tennis grunt.
Yep.
And sadly, she was stabbed that one time.
Remember that?
She's
it was so weird.
It was weird. She's 52. Britney Spears. Lots of hits for her. That started very early. Like she was 15 or 16, she started having hits. And she went through some issues.
Got some, some personal issues.
Well, she had the conservancy with her parents, where they were kind of in charge of her money and everything. And that kind of drove her a little crazy. It would drive me if I, you know, I was an adult and still did not control all of my finances and all the money I made as the princess of pop. She is 44. And A-Rodge courted with the Vikings. Vikings didn't want him, as I think is what happened there. Aaron Rodgers would have gladly played here. But Aaron Rodgers, 42 today. Let's just say I don't think he's as good of a quarterback at 40, 41 than Brett Favre was.
Nope.
At 40 or 41. He's now 42, and he's playing for the
Had a rough day.
Sunday. He did. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
42 today.
Gone, but not forgotten. It's, it's kind of, it's not TV theme time. It's circus theme time.
It's Calliope theme time. We should probably go into your segments with this all the time.
We really should. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus co-owner Charles Ringling. And the circus came to town. He was born on this day in 1863. I loved him in My Favorite Martian and, of course, Mr. Hand. Emmy Award-winning actor Ray Walston, 1914.
This is the kind of teacher I like.
C, D, F.
Ed. 3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? On dope? A piece of legislation was introduced into Congress.
What a great teacher. And the funny thing is, I had a teacher like that. He would go through grades openly with the class. Yes, he would give you the numbers, have you do the math, give him the number that results, and then he would say, that's an F.
Oh, boy.
That's a C. That's an A. I'm not going to brag, but I was always getting A's in his class, so I didn't have a problem of being embarrassed, but
he was not afraid.
He tried to ridicule the kids into getting better grades, and I'm not against that that philosophy and that tactic.
You're going to be held accountable at some point in your career.
And then, you know, you're going to get some peer pressure. And the funny thing is, we had guys in the class, they didn't care less. They got an F, they just laughed.
Right.
Which, you know, they didn't take their career as a student seriously.
Yeah, and who knows where they are now.
Obviously. Now, I don't think you could have a teacher do that now. There'd
probably
be lawsuits
not.
And people, they'd hurt their feelings. Their feelings would be hurt.
You never had a pizza delivered during your
No,
class.
No, I wish. That would have been fantastic. Yeah.
That was so good. So anyway, Mr. Han from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Ray Walston, again, 1914. Jonathan Freed, I remember he played Barnabas Collins, the very scary in the TV series.
Oh, madam, if you would, you may tell her that it's Barnabas Collins.
Oh, my, Barnabas Collins. Well, let's go back to this.
Who's making the decisions for the government right now? Who's making the decisions?
Constitutionally, gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in that order. And should the president decide he wants to transfer the helm to the vice president, he will do so.
Alexander Haig, secretary of state under Ronald Reagan, he forgot to check the Constitution.
The order
of succession, because he put himself second in line after the vice president when he's actually fourth in line. He forgot about the Speaker of the House or the president pro temp of the Senate.
Yeah.
And then it's the Secretary of State. But, you know.
I can see where he'd want to jump above those two.
Alexander Haig.
Yeah, I remember for sure. Former United States Secretary of State Alexander Haig, born on this day, 1924. Same as 1924 for Jonathan Freed from Dark Shadows. And
what? When I die, no.
That's it?
Yeah.
We're done?
I think when I pass away, I want the mortician to be named Barnabas. I'm putting that in my will.
Okay.
You have to find a funeral home that has a mortician named Barnabas or, you know, don't do away with my remains.
Right.
You
save it.
Just wait. Save it. Keep me in the morgue.
Right.
Keep me in the cooler until you find somebody named Barnabas or Mordecai. Those are the two.
Mordecai would be good.
Mordecai and Barnabas would be the two.
There is a gone rapper of the day, Juice. I think it's World.
Yeah, without the
Juice
O.
World, WRLD, all capitals, no O in World. Born on this day, 1998. Sadly, he went young. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Billy Currington, I Got a Feeling. One Step Forward, Desert Rose Band, or Waylon doing America.
Yeah. Probably Waylon. Let's do that.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG.